Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Every once in a while, I'll ask my mate or anyone with whom I'm trying to get a word in edgewise with for a timeout by putting up the international sign for timeout. So today, imagine me standing in front of you with my international sign. Take your time imagining the picture because I really do need you to take a timeout with me. Let me just say that I have a renewed hope, which I'm afraid is not something you can buy at your favorite convenience store. Otherwise, we'd all buy our homeless friends on the streets a bag of it. What the H is Jones talking about now, you might ask, for my prolonged prologue? Well, I've had hope in some form or other since I was a little kid, when my mother used to drag us all off to church, and then recently up until I found a church and offered me a ton of hope. Sure, I had to expend some faith that led me to the ultimate, from the words of Paul, faith, hope, and charity. This past week has really been revealing in that I was reminding that hope comes in many forms and sometimes it's right in front of you and you just have to take the time to recognize it. As you know, I drive around Eureka an average of 25 miles a day. Now, question, have you ever come to one of those crosswalks that are marked for pedestrians and drove right through it, not giving a thought about the person standing on the edge of the free pass zone for pedestrians? You know the law, right? If they have one foot in a pathway, you are, by law, obligated to stop and let them proceed. Someone, not me, a while back, and new to California laws, was pulled over by a policeman and ticketed for not stopping. That's when I became really aware to do the legally right thing. Now, legally or morally, I find myself stopping even if they don't have their first foot moving in the crosswalk. I'm not exaggerating, but 10 out of the last 10 people I've given the pass-through to have nodded, waved, and hustled across the street as if to say, "Thank you, I won't leave you hanging at this intersection any longer than you have to." You know, I have to smile as I write this because it's true, and it's been such a long time since I witnessed the slow-moving stale butthead who seems to think he or she owns the streets. Just to make sure you don't think my cheese has slipped completely off my cracker, one final note. One of those days was I was driving by some pedestrians on the street walking, and one man was walking with what I perceived as cerebral palsy on one side of his body. I know because I had a friend years ago who walked very similarly. After I had made my brief customer visit, I returned on the same road. The same three people were continuing their walk. This time I got a glimpse of the man's face who was walking that I'd spotted earlier. I don't know why, but we caught each other's eyes, and he smiled. And with the most warmest of smiles a human being has ever smiled, melted my insides, still does. Hope, my friends, take a time out and keep the faith, the hope, and most of all, the charity. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.